the breeding with the Pokemon is what I've been working on. Hardcore. I've been working on that. It's some complicated shit, and it's all on the back end, and it's a lot of fun. Like,
can't breed out the back end.
That's the only way Pokemon do it. They all lay eggs.
But tell us why you started this quest.
Teddiurs is my favorite. He's my bro.
Okay? Right.
Because he's a dick.
He's my Poke bro. Okay? And so, every game I have a Teddiursa, except this one, obviously, because I couldn't bring one to it yet. So, now I'm in my post game. I can start bringing stuff over there. I need to create the perfect Teddiursa. There's so many stats that are invisible that you can't see. They're called inherited values, IVs, and effort values. Okay? And so...
Here's the real game.
Here's the fun of Pokemon. Get ready.
Stock market.
Get ready. Sit back and grab a drink.
Brandon, I've seen you do way worse on that fucking Disgaea game.
Hey, let's not talk about Disgaea, okay? That's right. Fun, okay?
It's just as monotonous.
No, okay? It isn't. I can do whatever I want in that game. I can do whatever I want fighting space mushrooms.
Yeah,
you don't talk to me about space mushrooms. I can create characters. Can you create Pokemon?
I'm creating the perfect
Teddiursa. Okay, well, explain it.
Okay, so I'm starting from scratch on this. So what I needed first was I want a Teddiursa. He's got very slow speed, so I need to have a jolly nature Teddiursa because that increases his speed stat and decreases his special attack, which he has, like, no special attack moves.
So
whatever. So... I needed a jolly Teddiursa. How do I get a jolly Teddiursa? Well, step one, get a jolly Abra with Synchronize. So, I took about 250 quick balls to, and I went out and I started collecting Abras. And after about 3 days, I got my jolly Abra.
Three real world days or three Pokemon days?
Three real world days. We know Pokemon days are 24 hours real time as well.
Oh yeah, I forgot that. Sorry, it's been a while. Let me put that out there. I haven't played a game since the original Gold and Silver, and I forgot most of it since then. So
yeah. So 3 real world days catching Abras till I finally. Well, I did get one of every nature with Synchronize, which is awesome because I also was gonna need a Modest and an Adamant. Let's be honest, right, guys?
Okay. Oh my god.
So
Abras are the perfect accessory.
Right. I did the same thing in Diamond, but continue.
So I was doing it in Diamond as well.
Yeah.
And so then now I transferred most of them to Black, except my Modest, my Adamant, my Jolly, which I sent to Hard Gold. So now I am farming Dittos. I'm collecting these Dittos. When I have the Abra in the front of my party, it synchronizes their nature. So I'm gonna get a jolly Ditto. Then, you know all those like little bullshit things they have in the description of your Pokemon that like different characteristics, like
alerts,
likes to run, loves to eat.
Alert to sound
alert
easily
to
or
sounds.
Something.
Yeah, I needed an alert to sounds Ditto with a jolly nature. And not only that, I needed to take him to the IV judge and make sure that the speed stat couldn't be any higher.
And unless you're looking online, I have no idea where the fuck that character is. And
he's in the battle tower in the battle frontier place.
Yeah, but that's the only place in the game.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and he's in Heart Gold, Soul Silver, Platinum, Black and White. He's not in Diamond.
Okay.
Pearl. So
did you catch this Ditto?
I caught. You were there.
How many days did this take?
The Ditto, one day.
Okay.
Yeah.
Only a day.
The Abra took 3 days. But now I need to get a Ditto who likes to thrash about and a Ditto who's mischievous. So and
okay, now what are you gonna do with all this?
This does not sound fun.
No. So, he's only halfway done, if even.
Yeah, so now that I have this Ditto of a jolly nature and he's alert to sounds, that's gonna be my slut. Okay? But he's not ready. He's not ready to have sex yet because first I have to get a Teddiursa with perfect attack because I already got a Ditto with perfect speed. So I just have to randomly breed Teddiursas until one randomly likes to thrash about and has a jolly nature.
Okay.
Well, it actually doesn't need to have a jolly nature because you put the Everstone on the Ditto and it passes down the nature. Then it randomly takes 3 IV stats from each Pokemon. So eventually, you do this long enough days, I will get a Teddiursa with perfect IV in attack and perfect IV in speed and a jolly nature.
Okay, so you get this thing. It's in an egg.
Yeah.
What comes next?
Well, you hatch it.
Okay, you hatch the egg.
It hatches.
And then you take over the world.
Then, yes, almost, almost.
Yeah, we're halfway there.
Okay.
So, then you have to effort value train
what,
it.
What is it? What is,
cut to a song.
But, Mike, what is effort value like training? I just play Pokemon and like Pokemon. What the hell is an effort value?
Well, effort values are another hidden stat.
Okay. Oh, so there's more hidden stats.
Yeah.
Okay.
As you go through the game, you don't realize it because you're just fucking, you know, going through story mode. You're collecting, every time your Pokemon kills a Pokemon, whatever that other Pokemon's highest stat was, you get an effort value in that stat. When you get 4 effort values in one stat, that stat will go up by 1 other point.
But only when you level.
Only when you level.
So you do that, and then you level. And then yeah. You repeat.
So you've been doing this in the game, and you've been slightly altering the levels of your Pokemon. If you've been fighting... leveling off of Zubats, you've been boosting your speed and you don't even realize it.
But you want the perfect stats.
I need the perfect stats. Mm. Now, you can collect 510 stats total in effort values.
I'm totally making this an accessory.
keep going. No, okay. No. Yeah.
So then, what I have to do is I have to collect... Now, the effort values max out at 255. So, I have to get 250... Technically, they max out at 250. So... So you got to get 250 in each stat, and then the leftovers you can use to get 4 stats.
Wait, but before you can even do this, don't you need special items that also help with effort value training?
Well, you need the Pokerus,
because
that will double them,
mm-hmm.
and then which is a randomly afflicted virus.
Okay.
That I have.
I'm familiar with it. My box is filled with it in one of my games.
Yeah, okay. And then you need the special items that you can only get from the Battle Frontier
using
battle points,
get no experience from.
No experience. And so you have to go through the Battle Frontier.
Several hours later. Possibly days.
To get 2 items for the 2 stats you need.
Mm-hmm.
And then you put the Pokerus on. You go find some attack strong Pokemon. You level on that. You keep track of how many effort values you're collecting all along the way.
For each stat.
Because
you're going to have to switch halfway to the other stat with a different item.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And
now hold on. Okay, so you get this all the way to 100, and you have the perfect Pokemon. Okay, uh-huh. No, but why? Why?
Because he is 1/6 of the way to go.
Yeah, I'm 1/6 of my goal.
Okay. Now it's Brandon's story time.
Okay.
So I saw Mike doing this one day. Okay, back when Diamond first came, I was like, hey, I want to do this, but I'm gonna do it to a shiny Pokemon, and I love Luxray. So I went and caught a million Abras. I've got one of every nature, but I had to get the one with Synchronize, and I think I needed Brave. And then I chained and chained until I got a shiny Luxray. But what I didn't know is Abra needs to be at the head and in the front of your fucking party to get that goddamn nature.
Yeah.
So I put that guy aside, tried to catch another shiny Luxray. Several days later, I get my shiny Luxray with my Brave nature. Then I effort value his ass after I'm battling for days at the Battle Frontier bullshit to get those items. I raise his attack, like, as much as possible. So I have this level 100, shiny Luxray, effort value the shit of his attack. His speed is slow. I don't give a fuck. Okay, so these are our stories. Mine's not nearly as long as Mike, but Pokemon sounds really fun so far.
I just want to put this out there as a disclaimer. What I love about Pokemon is it's a fucking game from another generation. It's from our generation. This is Dragon Warrior. This is, you know, where you don't cross that fucking bridge until you're a high enough level. Like, Pokemon is a grind fest. There's no story. There's a pretty good
story. Has gotten better lately.
It's progressed, but it's still, in comparison to other games, there's no story. And
the story doesn't really progress that much between the different games.
Exactly. And so, so it's mainly about leveling, and I see a lot of arguments online that IV training and EV training is bullshit. And that they're like, no, man, you have to stick with your bros. And I totally agree.
Well, it's not bullshit. It's just not fun to spend days doing this for no reason.
You do it in disguise, man. I saw you go on that sword and fight the
mushrooms. But that's before I even beat the game. This is just a habit.
Well, yeah. Well, then I can go on the battle subway. A lot of people online are saying effort value training and IV breeding is cheating when it's not.
That's bullshit. It's not.
It's all
you're,
in-game.
You're spending... days.
Days and hours on this shit.
Yeah, you're punishing yourself.
Yeah.
Really.
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, what you described didn't sound fun.
Yeah, no. But it's breeding. It's breeding.
No,
it's
Mike training. Likes it. Mike thinks it's fun. I was doing it because I was like, fuck you, I'm going to do this, Mike. Fuck you, look what I got.
I do enjoy it, but you know what I also enjoy? The story mode. I also enjoy using a Pokemon, fuck what its effort values and IVs are. It's my bro, and we're going through this adventure together.
Yeah.
But then after I beat the game, I'm like, all right, let's make some genetic monstrosities.
Keep in mind, he wants to keep his Teddy Ursa, you know, a Teddy Ursa. Yeah. He's not going to evolve it after he maxes it out.
I'm
going to
max out Teddy Ursa's stats and not evolve it, okay? A maxed out Teddy Ursa in these stats... And I mean, this is Teddy Ursa. I've got a strategy for it. It's still, it's going to get outclassed by level 100.
Bidoof.
Yeah, well, no.
No.
Not a Bidoof.
But a fighting type Pokemon.
Like a good, any like...
A level 100 Machamp.
Yeah, or Luxray. A Pokemon with better stats, a fully evolved Pokemon, is they're just going to wipe the floor with him. But I don't care. Like, Teddy Ursa is my bro. He's coming from a lineage of Pokemon that went on an adventure with me. Like...
Just, I dig that. Yeah. I support that
that's
idea.
That's cool.
Yeah.
How you choose to punish yourself is your own business.
Yeah.
That's
I like.
Yeah.
I like Swayzo because he's got an eyeball and he can teleport and he's got a big tongue.
But I.
He's my favorite.
I like Monolith. He's spooky and space-like.
But I'm definitely in the same camp with you where, like, if you want a game a certain way, it's your fucking game. It's your fucking time.
Yeah.
It's not. If the results comes up with an amazing monstrosity that's
why
a freak
is,
against
why is
nature.
That illegal? It's, you know,
yeah.
Yeah.
You penalize boxers
like,
that go to the gym.
There's lazy.
Yeah. And it's like, I only do it post game because it's actually impossible to do it until that point.
Right.
Because the IV judge doesn't even show up till after the end of the game. And so it's just like, whatever. I think what it is people are complaining that they're bringing their Pokemon on the Wi-Fi and getting beat.
Just jealous. You know what it, is?
What
if
it
you,
is?
If you've got a level 100 Teddy Ursa that you've EV'd and IV'd and all that shit, and you're fighting someone else's level 100 Teddy Ursa, and you kick the shit out of him, you know why? Because you're a better fucking trainer.
Yeah.
You spend more time with him.
Yeah, I did.
If he spent more time.
You became the very best.
Let's
like
just
no one
a
ever was.
Similar comparison, though. Mario Kart.
Yeah.
You can do Mario Kart online.
Yeah.
And you know what is like not fun at all? Snaking. If you're a good snaker, it guarantees, and you're playing as Dry Bones, and you're in like the tank or whatever, you're going to beat somebody every single time.
Yeah.
But you're not having fun driving, for starters. Like,
no.
Snaking is just not fun to do. And
it is hard to do, but it's not fun.
Yeah, and you know, it's just not fun at all. You're not using items, you're not having a good time.
I totally forgot about snaking.
Yeah.
I hated that.
Yeah.
Like,
I snake, I quit.
Yeah, it's just like, I'm not having fun. Are you having fun? Like, is it fun to lap me? Like, are you, maybe if you're like 12.
Before Mario,
you're like this awesome boner.
I,
you're like, Dry Bones gives
yeah.
me a dry boner.
I got beat every single time I tried to play online. And before I played Mario Kart, I thought snaking was when you took a poop so long that it touches the toilet and then you suck it back in. But that's no longer snaking for me. For snaking, snaking now is now more horrible.
I've never
seen
anybody cringe so violently before. You were flailing.
For those of you at home,
Mario Kart snaking is actually worse to me now.
For those of you at home, Hex nearly fell on the floor.
Oh,
as discussed. The only thing missing from Hex's reaction was retching.
He is just staring somewhere. Just someplace unknown.
There's
his mind is gone.
On the board it says Mega Man. I'm just staring into that, finding my happy place.
Ne. 君たちの夢って何かな?
ポケモン150人引きゲット!あら、私と同じ?
え? 大人のくせに? 変なの?
何よ? いけない?
行けなくないけどさ。
ねえ、君たちさ、 他にはどんな夢があるの?
もう一つの夢はね。 早く大人になりたいんだ。
え? どうして?
早く大人になりたいの。
子供って楽しいじゃない。
でもね、なんだかなってみたい。
じゃあ今度は私の夢、 言うわね。 もう一度子供に戻ってみたい。
え?なんで?
もう一度子供に戻ってみたいの。
大人でいいのに。
一日だけでもなれないかな。
なれっこないよ。
もう、意地悪。 昔私が まだ子供だった頃ポケットに入れてたたくさんの宝物今でも時々顔を覗かせるのよあれってもしかしてピカチュウ?さあ何でしょうね昔の子供今の子供ポケットの中身はいつだって男の子でも女の子でも ポケットの中身は誰だってファンタジー。
てみたい
子供と遊んであげるんだ
やっぱり遊びたいんだ
でもね仕事もちょっとするよ
あのね私がもしもねもう一度子供に戻れたなら
何したいの
会ってみたい人がいるの
誰なの
一日だけでも会えないかな
あ初恋の人だ
あったり昔私がいつか手渡そうとポケットに入れてた手作りのプレゼントいつでもドキドキ顔が赤くなるのよ
プレゼント渡せなかったの
さあどうだろうか昔の子供今の子供ポケットの中身はいつだって男の子でも女の子でもポケットの中身は誰だってファンタジーランランランランランランランランランランランランランランランランランランランランランランランランランランランランランランランランランランランランランランランランランランランランランランランランランランランランランランランランランランランランランランランランランランランランランランランランランラン
ランランランランランランランランランランランランランThank you very much for listening to this week's episode of Nerdy Show. Nerdy Show is brought to you by a comic shop, Nerdapalooza, and the Oviedo branch of Play and Trade. Listeners like you, especially you, man. And if you enjoyed what you've heard, support Nerdy Show by telling a friend, or better yet, pick up some Nerdy Show merch at the Nerdy Store, or donate directly for secret Nerdy Show goodies. For more episodes of Nerdy Show, Dungeons and Doritos, comics, videos, and more, visit nerdyshow.com. You can subscribe to all Nerdy Show podcasts via the iTunes Store. For the latest news and updates, follow us on Twitter at Nerdy Show or friend us on Facebook. And get social with other Nerdy Show listeners at nerdyshow.com/forums. Yes, contact us questions or comments at info@nerdyshow.com.